Hello, this is Matthew Hall for Creative Tourist. I'm here with Kate Farrell, Curator of Special Exhibitions at the Lowry, and we're talking today about Warhol and the Diva, the upcoming show. So, hi.
Hi.
So, just first of all, can you tell me a little bit more about the exhibition, sort of how did it all come together?
Yeah, we started the planning for a celebration of the Diva in performance, and it quite quickly became apparent to me that we needed to look in detail at Andy Warhol's representation of the Diva, and from there actually it became a show about Andy Warhol's work and his admiration for the Diva within his life, his career and his own persona, quite interestingly, which I can talk a bit more about. So it was very much tying in with the Lowry's performance remit within the galleries. A really big, prolific name, 20th century artist, which we're trying to kind of get more of into the galleries. And a theme that we thought would fit really well with our audiences. So the exhibition, kind of in a nutshell, celebrates his depiction of the Diva in performance within his famous silk screen, The Screen Prince, as well as his own exploration of his alter ego within rarely seen photographs, and then a collection of black and white photographs of him with the Divas he admired within his own life and his social life.
Yeah. So, I guess most people would know Warhol for the infamous soup can pictures, the Campbell soup pictures, and Warhol did a lot of work in sort of branding. Do you get the feeling that the way he treated the Divas, that the show is primarily about, do you think that in some way mirrors that? Are they seen as consumables, or did Warhol have a more personal relationship with them, do you think?
I think a bit of both, actually. I think all of his work, or a lot of his work, was about recreating an image, and it was about mass production, and it was in that time of celebrity culture and the American dream, and, you know, those big brands like Coca-Cola and Campbell's and Brillo that he looked at within his work. And I think some of the prolific divas like Marilyn Monroe, who he never actually met, and others who he did meet, like Debbie Harry and Liza Minnelli, and Mick Jagger even, he wanted to catapult them into this stardom and into this, and more than they were already. And I suppose within that, he was exploring them as a consumable, and he recreated those images many, many times. And we've got six Marilyn Monroes here on show in the summer, and he didn't know her, and a lot of people of this generation weren't alive when she was, but he did make her that commodity, I suppose. So there's definitely that, but there is an aspect of the exhibition which looks at his personal relationship with them, that he didn't just pluck them randomly. These were people he had the utmost respect for, that he admired as friends, and he wanted to promote them, I suppose, and we do have a collection of photographs of him with those people. So it gives both sides of that you talk about, I think.
Yeah. And sort of one of the most iconic images is, as you've said, the Marilyn Monroe picture, the silk print. I mean, are there any other images, any other pictures, any other pieces in the gallery, in the exhibition, that you think people might have missed, people might not necessarily be aware of?
We definitely have some of the big hitters, as it were, so like you talked about the Marilyn Monroe's, and that Liz Taylor, obviously, we're representing, sadly, she passed away, and Andy Warhol greatly admired her, so there were some fantastic, iconic work for people to come and see. There are lesser known subjects such as Piers Adora, who's very much involved in that scene with Warhol in the 60s and 70s, and have been loaned out very rarely from the Warhol Museum, we were told. People like Jane Fonda, who fits very neatly into that Diva theme, again, they haven't loaned her work out very much at all. And I must say at this point that the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh are kind of the primary lenders to the exhibition. And we also have an absolutely fascinating collection of photographs that have never been exhibited in the UK before, of Andy Warhol himself exploring his own inner diva in a series of photographs taken by his good friend Christopher Makos, where he appears in a Marilyn Monroe-esque blonde wig and is in a number of different poses, and it's the intricacies of him with that kind of pale, fragile character he had coming out of his shell, as it were, and ties in very nicely with what he portrayed with the beaver in his silk screens. We also have a number of Polaroids as well. He was famous for taking numerous Polaroids of his subjects before he then translated that screen print. So we have people from Diana Ross and Grace Jones and Gloria Swanson, even kind of from the older generation. And we have a fantastic film as well of Andy Warhol being transformed into his alter ego that's an hour long. People can sit inside comfy seats and get really involved in his transformation and him trying to become a diva himself. So I think there's an awful lot of new material, interesting material, alongside the big hitters, which is what we wanted, really.
It all sounds brilliant. It all sounds fascinating.
Yeah, well, it should be an amazing show.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure everyone else.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of buzz around it.
Yeah, so. We're very proud to have such an amazing collection of works and an amazing design scheme alongside it, so we hope people will come to the Lowry and experience something very glamorous and very special.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.